In today's podcast, I'll be discussing hagfish. Hagfish, in my humble opinion, are vile, disgusting, and downright creepy. If you were to see one in person, you would be likely to mistake them for a giant leech or some sort of parasitic worm. Their mouths are reminiscent of something out of the Predator or Alien movies. They are deep-sea scavengers that feed on rotting carcasses that float down from the ocean surface. The kicker is that if disturbed, one hagfish can excrete up to 8 liters of slime in 5 minutes. However, hagfish receive a lot of attention from researchers and students alike. But why would anyone want to study these awful creatures? It turns out that hagfish are a unique representative of a step in our evolution. Hagfish are the only living animals that have a skull and 3-part brain, but lack a vertebral column. The group that hagfish belongs to, Myxiniforms, were the earliest animals to have the 3-part brain that is common to fish, amphibians, reptiles, birds, and mammals. Before the Myxiniforms, animals had more primitive cephalizations, or groups of nerves, concentrated in the front of the body. In their time, the ancestors of the hagfish were the most advanced animals alive. Today, hagfish are often referred to as a primitive animal. Myxiniforms branched off the tree of life just before the evolution of the vertebral column. This feature is actually useful for teaching students about animal anatomy. When students dissect hagfish, they see the form of the nervous system without a protective covering. This allows students to understand the structure that is hidden by bone in more advanced animals. Scientists also study hagfish in order to understand modern animals. By looking for differences between primitive animals and more modern animals, they are able to understand the steps involved in the evolution of more advanced animal forms. Paleontologists do this by looking at fossils. Unfortunately, even the best preserved specimens tell us little about the physiological processes the animal used to stay alive. Hagfish offer us the opportunity to look back in time and see a living, breathing example of the past. They help us understand the form and function of every system in the body. Hagfish also have something to teach us about animal diversity. They represent one branch of an interesting dichotomy. On one side, you have the hagfish that, according to fossil records, have existed for 330 million years and have changed very little. On the other side, you have the vertebrates that have diversified to make up all of the birds, reptiles, amphibians, fish, and mammals, including humans. Close study of the differences between hagfish and their more modern relatives may reveal the cause of this explosion of diversity. So the next time you see a documentary that leaves you awestruck at the diversity and beauty of animal life, take a moment to recall our humble beginnings when the ancestors of the hagfish ruled the world.